Ford and General Motors both recently decided to stop producing cars in Australia. Well, now that country's car manufacturing industry is about to reach the literal end of the road. Following today's announcement, the Toyota will close operations there as well. Stateside's partner, the BBC, has more. This from business correspondent Russell Padmore.
Toyota has been building cars in Australia since 1963, but from the end of 2017, models like the popular Camry will have to be imported, as they'll be built elsewhere. The Japanese firm's decision to close its operation means the loss of about 2,500 jobs. Max Yasuda is the president of Toyota's Australian arm.
Let me assure you that this has been an extremely difficult decision to make. It is not viable to continue manufacturing in Australia.
It follows similar moves by General Motors, which will close its Australian manufacturing operation within 4 years, and Ford, which plans to exit the country within 2 years. Toyota's Japanese rival Mitsubishi closed its plant in Adelaide 5 years ago. Australia's car industry has suffered from rising production costs and the appreciation of the Aussie dollar, which has gained nearly 50% against the US dollar since 2009. Locally made vehicles are uncompetitive against cheaper imports. Professor David Bailey from Aston Business School is an expert in the car industry.
Australia is an expensive place to make cars. Labour costs four times those in China or Thailand, and it's a small market. The best-selling car probably only sells 40,000 cars a year. It's not attractive anymore to the big producers.
Australia's car industry produced about 178,000 vehicles a year and had survived with subsidies from the government. However, Toyota did not approach Canberra for financial assistance. Over the last 11 years, Holden, the Australian arm of General Motors, has received about $1.6 billion from the government. The Australian Manufacturing Workers Union described the end of automotive production in the country as simply heartbreaking.
And that report from BBC business correspondent Russell Padmore.